Texte numéro 81. Top scientists look for exit as funds falter. Britain is facing a major brain drain as scientists abandon the country for better funded jobs abroad, a Guardian investigation has revealed. Leading researchers, including an Oxford professor of physics and a stem cell researcher seeking a cure for the commonest form of blindness, say they are poised to quit Britain. Meanwhile, the heads of several prestigious universities warned that proposed government cuts to Britain's science budget threaten an insidious grinding down of the UK research community. This comes against a background in which universities say they are already struggling to attract the best candidates to important research and teaching posts, and warning that this month's spending review could, according to some estimates, take as much as 25% out of Britain's total spending on scientific research. The Guardian has spoken to researchers in fields ranging from cancer and human fertility to nuclear physics, and that many are preparing to emigrate. Professor Brian Foster, a particle physicist at Oxford, said he was likely to shift most of his research to Germany, having been offered a professorship at Hamburg University that comes with £4.3 million, $6.8 million, to spend on research. Dr. Carlos Guias, a stem cell researcher at University College London, has decided to move either to Singapore or the US. Guias, whose research is focused on a form of blindness called age-related macular degeneration, said, "I've seen people from this department leaving to Singapore, and they have been trying to find jobs in Britain, and they couldn't. It's not been one or two, but several of them. And in Singapore, they don't have any problems of funding." Professor Don Nutbeam, Vice-Chancellor of Southampton University, said fears of cuts to the science budget and greater investment in countries such as Singapore, France and Germany would exacerbate the problem. He expected a steady loss of researchers and believed that Britain's world ranking in research could be undone within 5 years. "There will be an insidious grinding down of the UK research community if the sorts of cuts being talked about are enacted," he said. Even the most prestigious universities are concerned. The Vice-Chancellor of Cambridge said that while his university was relatively insulated by its status, he shared fears that Britain's international competitors were accelerating while Britain hit the brake. "Young researchers will always look to see where there is the greatest opportunity to fund the science," he said. "We are not talking about salary levels. For many researchers, it's about the infrastructure, the facilities, the capacity to grow their groups, and anything which undermines that is going to make it more difficult for institutions to recruit high-level people." Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, October 2010.